Your brain needs support, and new Ollie Brainy Chews are a delightful way to take care of your cognitive health. Made with scientifically backed ingredients like Thai ginger, L-theanine, and caffeine, Brainy Chews support healthy brain function and help you find your focus, stay chill, or get energized. Be kind to your mind and get these nootropic chews at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Delicious meets nutritious in the snack that packs a real protein punch, Wonderful Pistachios. Each one-ounce serving of Wonderful Pistachios has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value and making Wonderful Pistachios one of the highest protein nuts. But perhaps more than that, I love all of the flavors they have. Their sea salt and vinegar ones are my favorite when I'm craving that flavor but want to keep it healthy. But that's just the tip of the iceberg. Wonderful Pistachios come in a variety of flavors, like chili roasted, honey roasted, smoky barbecue, and jalapeno lime, perfect for enjoying with family and friends or taking them with you on the go. Whether you're a pistachio purist who loves cracking open every nut, or you prefer the convenience of no-shells pistachios, Wonderful Pistachios has got you covered. Grab Wonderful Pistachios and elevate your snacking game today. So fill up with a healthy snack when hunger strikes. Visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more. That's WonderfulPistachios.com. This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 1850. How can swimming improve your yoga routine? By DIY Active of DIYActive.com. And I'm your host and narrator, Dr. Neil. Hey there, happy middle of the week Wednesday, and welcome back to Optimal Health Daily, where I read some of the best health and fitness blogs to you. Now, today is Wednesday, and so like I do every Wednesday, I like to share a little bit of inspiration with you. So here we go. Quote, courage is not the absence of fear. It's taking action despite the fear. Thibaut Maurice. All right, now that we're in the right frame of mind, let's get right to today's article and start optimizing your life. How can swimming improve your yoga routine? By DIY Active of DIYActive.com. Yoga is an amazing mind and body exercise that can help an individual feel focused, flexible, strong, and clear-minded. It's particularly good for those who have high cortisol levels because it can lower stress and inflammation. But your yoga routine shouldn't be your only form of exercise. Swimming and yoga. While at-home yoga is amazing for you, one should not focus solely on yoga, but should add in one or two other types of exercise to work the entire body in different ways, which can add even more health benefits. Swimming improves flexibility. As the body ages, the joints, muscles, ligaments, and tendons become gradually tighter unless they are constantly stretched. Eventually, an inflexible body will appear tight and hunched, and the elderly may have difficulty bending and moving naturally without pain. Yoga can help with these movements, but the body must be flexible in order to perform most yoga poses correctly. Swimming is particularly good at improving flexibility in the arm and shoulder joints, as well as in the back, as the swimmer uses a variety of strokes to propel through the water. Yoga is particularly effective if it's practiced immediately after a swimming session because muscles will already be warm and ready to stretch, creating more beautiful and more controlled asanas. Swimming also helps the practitioner learn how to control their breath. When swimming, the breath has to be controlled so that one doesn't drown. These breathing techniques are easily transferred to the practice of yoga, creating stronger lungs and more controlled breathing patterns. Swimming improves strength. One may think of a weight room as being necessary for building strength. However, one can build strength by performing bodyweight exercises and even by walking or jogging. Swimming is one of the best exercises for building strength, though, because it uses nearly every muscle in the body. In swimming, the muscles are put through even more training than they would be when working out on land because water is more difficult to propel oneself through than the air is. Core muscles are significantly strengthened during swimming because they're needed to hold the body flat and to help propel the legs through the water. Arm, leg, and core strength are required in yoga to hold poses, to balance, and to hold one's entire body weight on the arms or hands, as is required in more advanced poses. Swimming lessons improve skill. People don't think about it, but swimming uses a lot of muscles and fine motor movements. Therefore, These skills learned in swimming can be easily applied to a myriad of activities, especially yoga. Children, teenagers, and even adults who take swimming lessons will find that their overall skills improve in all exercise routines, including yoga, as they learn to use their bodies in new ways. For instance, adult swimming lessons can help people build up exercise endurance, build strength throughout the body, and improve upon inflammation in the muscles and joints, which can decrease pain and discomfort in older adults. This is why you might see many older folks enjoying their time in the pool. Swimming lessons will teach individuals correct swimming forms to prevent them from injuring their bodies during any type of exercise. Swimming is aerobic fitness. Not only does swimming improve strength, but also it improves heart and lung function. Thus, it's an amazing cardio exercise. It increases heart rate during the exercise, but helps to lower it after exercise. So it's a good adjunct to yoga, which is more of a strength training and brain fitness exercise. The lungs receive great benefits during swimming, increasing lung capacity, and aerobic capacity is also increased. Swimming improves mental fitness. To be good at yoga, one must be able to quiet the mind and focus on the movement. In yoga, the individual must be very aware of where each body part is and how to move each part gracefully. Swimming helps to develop this by improving concentration and by increasing consciousness over body movements. Because you have to concentrate on your breath and movements when swimming, it helps increase focus and determination. It truly does take a lot of brain power to use a regular swimming routine to increase your ability to have a satisfying yoga experience. Wrap up. Swimming is truly an amazing full body exercise that comes with numerous health benefits. The more strength and flexibility that one has, the faster the body will recover from injury, and they'll experience less pain in their joints and muscles as they age. You just listened to the post titled, How Can Swimming Improve Your Yoga Routine? By DIY Active of DIYActive.com. We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Dr. Neil here for my commentary. If someone were to ask me, hey, Dr. Neil, you have two choices. Would you rather run a mile or swim a mile? My answer, without any hesitation, would be I would rather swim a mile. And yes, I do know what that feels like. I've actually swum that far before. I was on a swim team at some point. Now, just as today's article mentioned, I find swimming really meditative. The sound of my body moving through the water, the rhythmic breathing, it's all very, very good. I've never really thought about the overlap, though, between yoga and swimming before, so I'm very grateful for this article. But if you're not a swimmer, that's okay too. Remember, you can incorporate yoga after any exercise. It's actually best to perform yoga after your muscles are a little warmed up because that'll add to their flexibility. When I perform my cool down and stretch after any workout, I always incorporate yoga poses. All right, that'll do it for today. Thank you so much for listening every day, and I'll see you back here on tomorrow's show where your optimal life awaits.